Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. If you're still eating peanut butter sandwiches, why not come out of your shell and try something different? There's a variety of nut and seed butters, almond, cashew, and macadamia nut butter, sesame seed and sunflower butter, and many more. The health benefits of eating nuts are well documented, with the Harvard School of Public Health stating, people who regularly eat nuts are less likely to have heart attacks or die from heart disease than those who rarely eat them.
So, can you derive the same benefits from eating nut and seed butters? Is there a difference between them, and are some better than others? How can we add them to our healthy diet? We turn to sports nutritionist Nancy Clark for the answers. Nancy is a registered dietitian in the Boston area and the author of Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook. She writes the monthly nutrition column, The Athlete's Kitchen, which appears in over 100 sports and fitness publications and websites.
Thank you for coming on the show, Nancy. We appreciate your time.
Well, it's my pleasure.
So tell us, what types of nuts and seeds make the best butters and spreads, and why? What determines a quality nut or seed butter?
Well, nuts and seeds all have similar nutritional value. Some might have a little bit more vitamin E than something else, or some might have a little more unsaturated fat. But in general, the more variety in your diet, the better it is. So if you open up your cabinet and you have some peanut butter, almond butter, soy nut butter, that's fine. It's hard to look at just one food and say, oh, this is better than the others, because you really have to look at the whole diet. And, you know, as a culture, that's where we're sort of going wrong, of looking for, like, what's the best nut butter. Let's just look at eating a variety of quality foods, and it's the variety that makes everything the best. But, you know, when it comes to food, the best food is the one that you enjoy eating. That's good for your health, because what happens if walnuts are the best nut? If you don't like them, it doesn't do you any good.
Do nut butters have the same nutritional benefits as the nuts themselves? In other words, if I like almonds and I'm going to incorporate them into my diet because I've been advised they're one of the healthier foods and a really good high-protein snack with healthy fats, why would I want to get almond butter if I can just eat the almonds?
That's a good question. It's hard to make an almond sandwich. Oh, it doesn't spread very well. The nice thing about almonds or any nut, the skin, you know, if you have a whole almond, it's got this little skin on it, and that has a lot of nutritional value in it. It has a lot of bioactive compounds, so that to eat the whole nut has its health advantages. If you have peanuts and they take off the skin before they make it into peanut butter, and the same thing with almonds, they take off that skin before they make it into almond butter. So to eat the whole food is probably a little bit better, but again, you look at the whole diet, and, you know, some people just aren't going to eat nuts, but they'll slam together peanut butter sandwich or a nut butter sandwich of some sort, or have it with crackers.
I wonder about the viability of any nut or seed butter as being dependent on the amount of oil in the nut or seed in its natural state, because in theory, you'd like to have it with no additives. So is that what determines what's made into a nut or seed butter?
There's a standard of identity. In order to be called, for example, peanut butter, and I imagine it's the same for almond butter or any nut butter, it has to be at least 90% of that nut. And so that some manufacturers might add a tiny bit of sugar, a tiny bit of salt, a tiny bit of something else, but it is nuts. And if you go to, you know, these Whole Food stores, you can see them grind up their own peanuts, and that's what you end up with.
So when we're looking at a more natural style, which the oil mm-hmm. rises to the surface, that's because it hasn't gone through the processing in which it's a little more homogenized.
Have an emulsifier added to it. So an emulsifier might be a little 2% of saturated fat to keep it from separating out. But the easier way to overcome that separation, which is really off-putting to a lot of people, is just store the jar upside down. So in my cupboard, I keep my peanut butter jar upside down. So then when I go to open it up, I turn it over, and then I'm not greeted by this oily yuck. And then it's very easy to stir it in.
So what you're saying, Nancy, I just want to make sure I'm getting it right, that there is no nutritional advantage to eating a nut butter. It just has more versatility. And in fact, eating a nut in its whole state, like you mentioned, the skin of the almond, is actually healthier than maybe an almond butter in the sense that it's more processed, so a little bit of the nutrition is left off. So the only reason a person might want to try a nut butter is maybe because they can make a sandwich of it or they can put it on crackers and have a snack.
Yeah, precisely. It's just another way of eating it. And in general, you know, always closer to the earth, less processed is always best. But yet, same thing goes with orange juice. You can eat a whole orange, but you can just drink some juice. And people that don't drink juice don't eat oranges many times. So you want to look at your lifestyle and what foods you tend to eat. But eating the, you know, eating a whole nut is a wonderful snack. Just grab a handful of them is excellent. And it's something that's encouraged.
Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Our guest today is dietitian Nancy Clark. We're talking about nut and seed butters, and mainly we focused on nut butters. And before we ask you about seed butters, quick question about the price. Peanut butter seems to be a lot more affordable than some of these other types of butters. I know cashews are priced higher than other nuts. And the question is it worth the expense or can you get the same nutritional benefits from just your standard peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You would get similar nutritional benefits. And so you would only feel compelled to buy almond butter, perhaps if you're allergic to peanut butter. So that there are people that have peanut allergies that will go more toward the other nut butters. But the price is it's dramatically different. And so I don't think that you could really gain a nutritional benefit that's significant by going from one to the other.
I have eaten sesame seed butter, but we didn't call it that back then. We called it tahini. And I remember making, you know, my first hummus. And it seems that other cultures incorporate seed butters and even nut butters much more so than Americans. In terms of Americans, we tend to eat these butters almost as a snack or on bread as a sandwich. What about the difference in incorporating it into something like a sauce? Because if you want to stay away from refined, you know, flours and eating white bread and you're eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, incorporating nut butters into your diet through sauces and other things, you're eating vegetables, you're eating maybe lean proteins. Is that a better way of doing it?
It's wonderful to use nuts and nut butters as a savory kind of a food. So, you know, you have your pasta with a peanut sauce, or like say your Asian cuisines use a lot of nuts and nut butters and nut paste and things. And it's an excellent way to get a little bit more protein in your diet, to reduce your intake of red meat, and to, you know, by substituting nuts for meats, you reduce your intake of the saturated fat, you boost your intake of the more healthful unsaturated fats, and it's a really great option.
What about the seed butters like sunflower seed or pumpkin seed? We talked about sesame seed. Mm-hmm. Are those healthy things we should incorporate? Because honestly, I'm not sure how many people incorporate pumpkin seed butter. Maybe everybody does, just I don't. But
I've been in this business for a while, and I've never heard anyone say, I have a pumpkin seed butter sandwich. There are a lot of trendy foods, and that's not good or bad, but, you know, people are looking for something new and different, and we know that vegetarian eatery is on the upswing, and so people are looking just different sources of plant protein. So pumpkin seed butter would be one option, or just sprinkling pumpkin seeds on your granola or in your oatmeal or having a handful of them as well. Anything, what I look at is that if it's a seed or a nut, like a little, you know, a pumpkin plant grows out of the pumpkin seed, a peanut plant grows out of the peanut. And so you know that that food is life-sustaining. It has a lot of strong nutritional value. And that's what you want to be looking for, foods that are nutrient-dense, nutrient-rich. And so if you know, you have a nut or a seed that's going to support the growth of a plant or a tree, then that's a good thing.
Nancy Clark is a sports nutritionist and a registered dietitian in the Boston area. She's the author of Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook, and she writes the monthly nutrition column, The Athlete's Kitchen, which appears in over 100 sports and fitness publications and websites. Nancy, thank you so much for taking us through nut and seed butters.
Well, enjoy your nut butter, whatever type it is, and know that it's a good thing to be munching on.